Hi, this is Josh Ritter. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. This is Tell the Band to Go Home. So sit back and pop open a cold one.
Hello, blackbird. Hello, starling. Winter's over. Be my darling.
Now my work is done. I feel I'm owed some joy. Imogene and Abelard, I'm your homeward boy. But there's another one that brings me to your door. And the boat she weaved from the tidal reeds was always tied to shore. With bright smiles and dark eyes, bright smile, dark eyes. Everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for you. Bright smile, dark eyes. I'm looking for some peace, but it's so hard to find. Calamity Janes and the Steamboat Casanovas and darling Clementines. If she's your only one, then she is also mine. Just pin your heartbeat up against my heartbeat and you'll see how well we rhyme. For bright smiles and dark eyes, bright smile, dark eyes. Everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for you. Bright smile, dark eyes. Man is only half himself, the other half is a bright thing. He tumbles on by local grace. Man is ever a blind thing. Oh, bright smiles and dark eyes, bright smile, dark eyes. And now, everywhere I went, oh, I was always looking for you. Bright smile, dark eyes, smile, dark eyes, dark eyes, dark eyes.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff. I'm here for the next couple of hours playing you some great music, I hope. And hopefully you'll stick around. I'm a little unsure exactly what's going to happen today. So if you want to help determine the course of our destiny, you just give me a call here, 269-8636, 269-UMFM. Or you can always drop an email, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, and let me know what you want to hear or what you want me to do or say or... I don't know, just basically any help you can offer is always appreciated. Started off with some Josh Ritter there with Bright Smile, Dark Eyes from his album Hello Starling. I'm on a bit of a Josh Ritter kick at the moment, and hopefully you don't mind. He's coming to town on March the 1st. It's a Saturday night, West End Cultural Center, and if you're smarter than me, you already have tickets or else are going to get them soon. I keep forgetting. And I hate ordering them online and paying all that extra money. So I always like to go down to the West End and save myself a few bucks. But I have a feeling if I don't wise up, I'm going to miss out, because I think this one's going to sell out pretty soon. So be smart. Get yourself a ticket. Get me one while you're there. I'll pay you back. I promise. Playing with M. Griner, $17. It's going to be awesome. Anyways, I don't know, a bunch of new things today, and some stuff from the mailbag, and basically whatever else comes to mind, I think. We'll pretty much do it today, but I want to start off with something brand new from one of our favorites here. It's got a new record coming out, I believe, in March, and Her new single is out, and it's a good song and everything, but I'm hoping this isn't the strongest song on the record, but it's the first one that we've heard, so we'll play it. Maybe I'll like it more. You can get this now on iTunes or wait for the record to come out. The song's called The Cheapest Key. It's from our friend Kathleen Edwards, and after that it got me to thinking, is she on a bit of a theme kick? I don't know. We'll have to see. But anyways, here's brand new Kathleen Edwards on Tell the Band to Go Home.
For charity, and now you're mine. D is for dollars, but you're counting dimes. E is the exit sign backstage at shows. F is my favorite letter, as you know. G is for God loves a patient man who spends his days living in Eagle Land. You always buy it in the cheapest kid. Star toe is the hardest part, but like you know, baby, I'm all warmed up. Sometimes I wanna shout your name out loud and let them in on what you're all about. You always buy it in the cheapest kid.
Hi, this is Kathleen Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar. And you know them well. lights all the way downtown. But your favorite find is just my secondhand secret. Try not a little pain for the things I can't explain. Stay gone too long. Winter comes and it's freezing cold.
I'm Mark Browning from Ox. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UM FM.
I decided to take time off. Rode my bicycle past your window last night. Roller skated past your door at daylight. Oh, it almost seemed like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new. Try the magic. You've been hanging around a while. You got something for me. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I ride my bike, a roller skate. I don't drive no car. Don't go too fast. But I go pretty far. Oh, sometimes I don't drive. Been all around the world. Some people say I've done all right for a girl. Oh, oh, oh. I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. And I think that we should get together and try to find you see. Got a brand new key. And I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. And I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
Well, it sure is good to see you, gal, and you sure are looking fine. I hardly recognized you, it's been such a long time. The last time that I saw you, you were cruising down the line. With some new heart, I guess you broke, and then you set aside. Are you looking for a new one to test drive? Here's the keys, take mine. Well, I know your reputation, gal, and frankly, it's a drag. I know you've broken every single heart you've ever had. You say you're going around the block, but then you drive around the bend. And you twist and turn and crash and burn till there's nothing left of them. But I think this time you'll be surprised. Here's the keys, take mine. Well, at 50 miles an hour, gal, I'm barely getting going. And at 85, I think you're fine, I'm starting to turn over. At 110, well, darling, then if you think you're there, take her up another notch and see if you get scared. You might want to settle back and let me drive. Here's the keys, take mine. Crashed into every wall on every single track. It's come off the line of fire just to be towed back. I've had it tuned and I've had it timed and I've had it checked and checked. And darling, I don't think you're gonna believe the ride you get. So if you really wanna fall in love this time, here's the keys, take my key. We'll be right back.
Tell the band to go home. This is Slade Cleaves, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
I had plenty of keys on my key ring. A beautiful home, I had everything. With a loving wife and a car to drive. I came home from work every day at 5. And one by one, started losing them keys. My darling wife, I just couldn't please. My boss got on my nerves one day. Well, I knew that I was on my way. I lost my wife, I lost my hope. Quit my job and set out alone. Just one key on my keychain. Yeah. I'm gonna start all over again. She finally decided we just couldn't be. She wanted things I just couldn't see. She said, I'm tired of waiting around. She took the last train out of town. I lost my wife, I lost my hope. Quit my job and set out alone. Just one key on my keychain. Yeah. I'm gonna start all over again. Came, took the key to my home. Just one key left from all I ever owned. I'm turning that key, letting out the clutch. I never did like this town that much. I lost my wife, I lost my home. Quit my job and set out alone. Just one key on my keychain. Yeah. I'm gonna start all over again.
Oh, I could go on and on, but I won't. I promise. Slade Cleaves there from the album Broke Down with a song called Keychain. Before that, we heard Fred Eagle Smith with Here's the Keys from Drive-In Movie. We heard Ox before that with a cover of Melanie's Brand New Key. Remember when she played the Folk Fest and everybody kept shouting out for that song? Bet she gets used to that. Before that, Colin Linden with Skeleton Key. Reminded me of when Colin Linden was in that room right over there with just me and I believe, I forget who else was here. T-Bar might have been here. Anyway, this is only about three of us listening to that song, and that was pretty darn cool. And before that, we heard a couple from Kathleen Edwards. We heard Copied Keys from her last record, Back to Me. And before that, we heard The Cheapest Key from her brand new record. I believe it's called Asking for Flowers, and it comes out pretty soon. And not that there's anything wrong with that song. It's, you know, it's a decent song. I'm just hoping that there's better stuff on there. But we'll see. We'll see. I'll put away the goofy themes for a while. As some of you know, I wasn't here last week. Hopefully you were, because I spent a whole bunch of time and stayed up late making a show for you. The least you could do is listen. But I wasn't here. I was in Florida, for goodness sake. And it was pretty good, you know. I was in Florida. I won't rub it in too much, but last Sunday, I was sitting beside the pool in my shorts with a drink, enjoying the sunshine. Wondering, thinking about ways not to come home. But here I am. And you know, when I go on these trips, one of the main things I usually do is go searching for music that I can't find here in Winnipeg. And but the thing about Orlando, Florida is that there's not not a real huge music city. It's a tourist trap. And, you know, the best show that was in town while I was in Orlando, or the biggest show probably, was this thing at the Hard Rock Cafe, where they played live music from video games. And they had a live band and a choir playing music from video games. And there was a lineup around the block for it. I didn't go to that, but I did go to the Hard Rock Cafe. And while I was there, I managed to make the trip worthwhile because I did buy one CD while I was in Orlando. And it was at the Hard Rock Cafe. Pretty good little CD, actually. It's called Serve 2. And it's a fundraiser to fight hunger and poverty and all kinds of cool folks on this record. It's available on iTunes. And actually, if you buy it on iTunes, you get more stuff than I got. And the package is kind of stupid, so I don't really like it, the package. So you might want to buy it on iTunes. It's called Serve 2. We'll play the coolest things, though, and see if you like it, see if it's worthwhile. The coolest one of all has got to be this one right here. It's a cover that, as far as I know, you can't get anywhere else, and that's pretty good. It's recorded live at the Hard Rock Cafe in Boston, if I'm not mistaken. And it's the lovely and talented Brandi Carlile doing a cover that I think you'll recognize.
That soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming, or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are changing. All you writers and critics who prophesies with your pens, hey, keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming, for
Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children and his cabin broken down. You looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. You looked for work and money and you walked a ragged mile. Your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. You walk the floor and wonder why with every breath you breathe. The rats had got your flower, bad blood had got your mare. The rats had got your flower, bad blood had got your mare. If there's anyone that knows, is there anyone that cares? You prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. You prayed to the Lord above, oh, please send you a friend. Your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friend. Your babies are crying louder now, it's a pounding on your brain. Your babies are crying louder now, it's a pounding on your brain. Your wife screams are stabbing you like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning brown, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning brown, there's no water in your well. You spent your last long dollar on seven shotgun shells. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls. Your eyes fix on a shotgun that's hanging on the wall. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain is a-bleeding and your legs can't seem to stand. Your eyes fix on a shotgun that you're holding in your hand. There's seven breezes blowing all around your cabin door. There's seven breezes blowing all around your cabin door. Seven shots ring out like the ocean's pounding roar. There's seven people dead on his South Dakota farm. There's seven people dead on his South Dakota farm. Somewhere's in the distance, there's seven new people born.
To stand for a decent job or a helping hand, wherever somebody's struggling to be free. Yeah, look in their eyes, Mom, you'll see me. Well, Howie is alive tonight, but nobody is kidding nobody about where it goes.
sitting down here in the campfire light. Well, the ghost of old Tom Jones. Well, I was alive tonight. Birds said it, everybody knows. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light. Well, the ghost of old Tom Jones.
Little Bruce-ness to brighten up your day, I suppose. There's Bruce Springsteen with the live version of The Ghost of Tom Joad. That, as well as the two songs we heard before. That from a live collection. You can get it at the Hard Rock Cafe if you happen to be near one. Or you can get it on iTunes or other such places. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan. That was actually recorded in 1963, not at the Hard Rock Cafe, but at Carnegie Hall. We heard the Ballad of Hollis Brown. And we started off with Brandi Carlile's cover of Bob Dylan's The Times They Are A-Changin'. And just going through the new release shelf there and found a couple of other things that you might be interested in. We'll start off with this one right here. This is a long-awaited debut solo release from the leader of one of our favorite bands here. The band was called the Jayhawks, and they split up a bunch of years ago, I guess. And it's a shame because they're so damn good. He spent his time mostly producing and things, but he's finally got a new record coming out. His name is Gary Louris, and his new record will be called Vagabonds. And it's produced, believe it or not, by Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes. That's right. Famous producer, Chris Robinson. Yeah, I don't know why, but there you go. What are we going to hear off this thing here? Let's hear She Only Calls Me on Sundays from Gary Louris on Telebanding Home.
She only calls me on Sundays when she's had her fill of red wine and cigarettes and prescription pills. All glories won.
it was not lost on me. Walking on down the road, looking for a friend to hand out, somebody's my soul. So I kept my spirits high, entertaining passers-by, wrapped in my confusion while he was waiting for you to fall.
Running out of your head.
God bless the Jayhawks from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Man, what a good band. From their album Rainy Day Music, that was Tailspin. Before that, from Hollywood Town Hall, we heard Waiting for the Sun. And how darn good were the Jayhawks when they played at the Forks? Remember that time that they played at the Forks there? And that crazy yelling guy introduced them? That was good times. Too bad they broke up after that. I blame the crazy yelling guy. I think it might have been his fault. Before that, we heard something from Gary Lewis's new solo record, Vagabonds. She Only Calls Me on Sundays, and kind of a more low-key, kind of a singer-songwriter type of a record from Gary Lewis. And if you're a fan, I'm sure you'll like it. If you're not a fan yet, pick up a Jayhawks record, because I think they're better. But it's a good record, and, you know, give it a try. We're going to give a couple of commercials a try and, you know, pay some bills and do that stuff and come back with some more new music. There's some more good stuff on the new release shelf and in the mailbag. Right after these...